Like its competitors, Korn Ferry has been buoyed by the stronger American economy. According to Hunt Scanlon Media, a trade publisher, the industry's revenues in America rose by 11% last year. Its core business faces fierce headwinds, however. LinkedIn and other career networking websites are making it easier for companies to do their own recruiting. As a result of this trend, Korn Ferry collected less revenue from searches last year than in 2008. Instead, its growth has come from pushing into new areas of business. Korn Ferry has bought a host of firms that aim to improve workforce performance even when there is no vacancy to fill. Recently, it added Pivot Leadership, which offers executive development programs. Korn Ferry now gets just over half of its revenues from executive search, down from 90% a decade ago. For instance, after McGraw-Hill Financial was separated from its former parent, the newly independent business says Korn Ferry helped it work out what were the most important qualities its middle managers ought to have, and to evaluate whether they did in fact have them. These included being good at developing talent from within and at spotting market developments outside the firm. Korn Ferry's competitors among the executive search industry's Big Five have all pursued diversification to some extent. Heidrick and Struggles, the other publicly traded search firm, has plunged into culture shaping. In 2012, it bought Sen Delaney, an outfit that analyzes attitudes and communication among corporate staff, and holds coaching sessions to help managers become more effective. So when Heidrick was asked to find a new boss for a giant state oil firm, it was able to win further work, helping it change its internal culture. Egon Zehnder, a private Swiss headhunter, has long provided client firms with assessments of their managers. In 2009, on the orders of American regulators, Citigroup commissioned it to produce a report on the quality of the bank's bosses. And Russell Reynolds, another of the Big Five, is big in succession planning, also a growth area. As they take on such work, headhunters will find themselves increasingly in competition with larger management consultants. But as recruitment work becomes harder to find, they have little choice.